I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Francis Ball.
So you've got a Rolex Daytona.
What are you jumping into that for? Why would you go?
You know, my cousin won the Rolex 24-hour race at Daytona.
Is that where the name comes from?
Yeah.
Where is Daytona?
Daytona is in Florida, Daytona Beach.
So basically, for all of the listeners, you lovely listeners, you private parties out there who don't understand the reference of this. I've made a couple of bad investments in my life. One of them was cryptocurrency. I bought right at the top.
Well, you're not alone. You know, that's you know, a lot of people did that.
But Francis, when I say I bought right at the top, I bought right at the top. Couldn't have been higher. And then the next, and I didn't even understand what it was. I was like, Bitcoin? Okay, I'll buy it. And then it plummeted the next day.
Yeah.
And everyone said, don't worry, hold on to it. Like it was some sort of rocking sea boat. I was like, I'll cling on. I clung on. It went even further. Never come back up. It's never come back up.
Yeah.
So I had that investment. But one of the investments I did, this is a true story. My grandmother on my mum's side left us some money. So she left all of us kids are really nice. They left us £20,000 each. So me, my sister, and my brother. My sister and brother decided to invest it into a house. I bought a gold Rolex.
They invested it £20,000 into a house?
Yeah, they put it into like the house that they were buying together. My sister and my brother bought a house together. I was left out of it. They didn't trust me. And I bought a gold Rolex because I said, and my mum was like, why the hell are you buying that? And my excuse was, I said, because granny would have loved it. Granny would have wanted me to have this watch. And now I have this watch that it just looks, it's a full gold watch.
Would she have loved the gold watch?
No, she would have hated it.
Is it, it's not solid gold?
It's solid gold, yeah, it's solid gold. It's all gold.
Is it?
Yeah, it's very...
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, that is, you know, that is a good investment at the moment. I mean, especially because they've been discontinued, right?
Gold,
silver are doing well at the moment.
My granny on my mum's side was the most hilarious woman. She's called Ruth Heal. And she lived till she was about 94 years old. And she was like this epic. She was epic, this person. She just didn't give a shit about anyone. She played golf until she was 80 years old, right? And she refused her entire life to play with women because she didn't want to play with them. She only wanted to play with men. It's all she wanted to play golf with. And when she got to about 94 years old, and I can say this story because I think it's absolutely fine, she was very, like a lot of people get to that age, my grandfather had died and all these people have died, she was excited for death almost. She was just like, look, I'm excited for this next adventure. And she watched a TV program where, this is quite morbid, but she watched a TV program where some person took sleeping pills. So my grandmother of 92 years old took 36 sleeping pills.
Oh my God.
And survived.
Oh my gosh, wow.
I know. She survived it. She survived it. But then what happened was, is that she realized that if she did like things like that, like silly things like that, she would get attention from her grandchildren like me and from her daughter and her son. So she then decided to do silly things. So one time she got a call from my mum got a call from my grandmother being like, help, help. And my mum was like, what? And then she hung up the phone and my mum drove all the way down to Tunbridge Wells, where she lived at the time. And she opened the door and my grandmother had basically done a poo protest in our whole apartment.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh. She became, yeah. Anyway, grandparents, right? Do you know what? I'm worried about getting old. This is why I decided. Are you scared about getting old? Or are you kind of chilled with it?
No, I'm not. I'm not that worried. I mean, it's just one of those things that, you know, it's just it happens to the best of us.
Yeah, but if you could stop it, would you stop it?
Well, I mean, I kind of have taken action on certain bad habits in my life that were like reducing my or speeding up my aging.
Yeah, but if you could stop aging, right? So if someone said to you, here you go, you could stop aging, what would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I think they will be able to stop the process of aging to some degree, and that, you know, the aging is just your telomeres shortening, right? So there's a little, you know, in your gene, your telomeres, there's a little thing that wraps around the end of them that's called a telomere. And it basically unwinds, and that's actually what makes you age. And so they've actually got this enzyme which they've tested on mice, which has stopped and reversed the telomere shortening. So it actually reverses aging, but they haven't actually fully.
Okay. I hear. No. I hear what you're saying, all right, Francis. But what I'm trying to say is, if they found something to stop you aging, so you could stay the age that you are right now, would you do it?
Yeah, but they can also de-age you by about 5 years.
What do you mean de-age you?
Yeah, so you can basically stay in a flux. So you basically will take an injection, like let's say every 10 years,
Botox.
And it will reverse your age by 5 years, and then you'll age for 5 years, and then you'll take the injection and it will reverse you by 10 years.
Mate, that sounds sweet. Yeah. That sounds sweet. That's the kind of
that's right up your street, isn't it? An injection.
Not an injection. I don't like injections.
What is it? What is that stuff you like?
What is it?
Heroin.
I've never done. To all the listeners, I've never done heroin. I never tried heroin. I never would try heroin. And I stand my ground.
That's the type of thing an addict would say.
But if someone could de-age me, but someone could put me at the same age, said, here you go, here's this pill that you can take, and this will stop you from getting old. I would 100%, I'd take that pill, because I'd be like, sweet.
Would you try and date younger and younger girls again?
Why would I try and date younger and younger girls?
You know, I don't know.
I wouldn't try and date younger and younger girls, no. I would still date my girlfriend, but she would then also
What if she didn't take it?
I would like a dog. I would crush it up into her food and I'd be like, come on, eat this. Go on, eat this.
Yeah. I made you a smoothie.
Yeah, come on. Just have a little taste of that. I kind of think, because, you know, we're getting to our age now. You and I, we're both 31. Your birthday is before mine. You're only about 15 days older than me.
Yeah.
But we're getting to that age now. We're going to be 32 years old. And we're not married.
Yeah, but I still think that's young.
Yes, so do I, man. But if you're 18 years old, you don't think 32 is young.
Oh, but you're after the 18-year-olds.
No, I'm not after.
So that's a problem for you, I guess. Yeah.
I'm not after the 18-year-olds. I just, you know what, I sometimes think to myself, okay, like, shh, God, it was fun. So basically, the reason why I'm talking about this is that I went up into my mum's attic. Sounds like a really sexy metaphor.
What?
I just don't know why you said sexy. It sounds like...
I'm not sure your mum would find that.
I didn't mean it sounds like a sexy metaphor. It sounds like a horrible metaphor. That's what it sounds like, going into my mum's attic.
Okay.
Yeah, but I went into my mum's attic, and I had this little red case, like it looks like a little treasure chest. And in it, I had kept all of my videos, because when I was 18, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, I video recorded everything that I did. I took a video camera everywhere I went. So I recorded me going to traveling, me going to Ibiza, me going to Portugal, me going to all these different holidays. And I recorded, I've never looked at them. So 10 years on, pretty much, I went and got them all developed for so much. I took it to Snappy Snaps and they charged me to put it onto a memory stick, 340 quid. For all these videos. Yeah. And I've just been re-watching them all. And wow, it was just so fun when I was younger. We didn't care. We had no responsibilities. We didn't care about anything.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's why I'm talking about that.
You could get rid of all your responsibilities if you want, but I'm not sure you'd like the... You're not sure you'd feel very fulfilled. You have to take on responsibility, shoulder that responsibility, and don't shirk from it.
Shoulder that responsibility, don't shirk from it. Mm. All right. Okay. Okay, if you could pick one age, right, that was your favourite age you've ever had, you've ever lived, what age would you say that was? I've got two.
I don't know, like...
Four? You're going to say when you were surfing in San Diego, wherever it was.
No, that was fun, but I don't know. I've had, like, I'm still having more fun now.
Yeah, I agree, but is there not an age where you went, God, that year was... It was when you first started doing Made in Chelsea, wasn't it? That's when you...
No, I mean, I think that was a lot of fun, those first few seasons.
I still can't get over what you told on the last podcast where you and Fred watched the first episode, went and got really drunk and went, all right, does anyone recognise us? Does anyone recognise us?
No, we didn't ask people. We were just walking around thinking that they did. We're like, God, they're playing it cool.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What age did you love, really love? And yes, we're still having fun. We're still having fun every single day, and I totally agree with you. But was there an age where you were like, God, that was just great? For me, it was 17. I loved the age of 17.
16, 17, 18, that's you know, epic. Those days sneaking out of school to go to Fabric.
Yeah, there you go, rock star.
Yeah.
There you go, rock star. I never did that. I was too scared to sneak out and go to Fabric. I would also if I
then I then I'd ca- get then I'd like go to Fabric all night and then catch the train back for Saturday morning for double economics.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Oh my God! What time did you get the bus back?
No, the train. I got the first train back. It's like 6:30 or something. Got back and went to double economics because I just loved economics.
So you
still
were like,
love
oh,
it.
I can't.
You still like, love it. I was like, I can't miss it.
You're in Fabric dancing around going, shit, I gotta get back. They're like, where? I gotta get back to my double economics. What is Saturday? How old are you? Like 15? See you later. Bye.
Yeah.
I think the thought of me escaping out of my school Radley in Oxford, I would have to get the Oxford Tube, which was the bus, all the way to London, which would drop me off in Notting Hill, then get all the way across to Fabric. It'd take me like 2 hours.
Because my mum lived in Oxford at the time, so I used to take the Oxford Tube back to hers after
what?
Sometimes after a night out, go back on the Oxford Tube.
After getting into her attic?
No. No.
Hey, listen, we, as always with the bonus episodes, we have a lot of questions from social.
Is this a bonus episode?
This is a bonus episode, yeah.
Cool.
What episode did you think it was?
I just thought we were on Skype together.
You didn't think this? We were recording a podcast. You thought we were just having a chat?
Sure, we're having a chat.
That's how natural you and I are with each other. Just having a real casual
chat.
Thought
we were having a scheduled chat.
Chat that we put in the diary, and then I was asking you questions. Okay, we have some questions from social that we love to ask, so thank you so much for writing in. If you would like to write some questions, give us some stories, we would really, really, really appreciate it. We're going to answer them on a weekly basis, so please either DM us at Private Podcast or get in touch with us by email at contact@privatepartspodcast.com.
Don't go to privatepartspodcast.com.
Go to privatepartspodcast.com.
That's a porn website.
Yeah, just go to... Go to privatepartspodcast.com or DM us, but send us stories, send us questions, send us loads of things. We want to read them out. The naughtier, the funnier, the better. Right, France, you ready for this question social? Here we go.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is from L14M1994. It says, what's the most embarrassing moment of your high school years?
My high school years?
Yeah, your high school years. Still to this day, I remember the one that I did. God, it was awful.
What?
I was playing in Oxford. And my friend Archie threw me a rugby ball and I jumped up in the air and caught it and landed on an old lady and broke her hip.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Well, did that ever happen to you where you were trying to catch or someone like kicked a ball and it goes in your face?
Yeah. That happened with a cricket ball.
It's the most embarrassing thing when a football just goes... it stuns you. When it's really hard, when it's really kicked really hard. Actually, do you know what? One of the things which I was... Well, I remember I was at school in Connecticut. I must have been five or six. And I was taking the school bus home and I think I had like some sort of virus or something. Because I was at the back of the bus.
Why are you going up at the end of the curtain? You said some sort of virus or something?
You're going back into
your like Connecticut accent.
Yeah. I was at the back of the bus, you know, because I was the cool one. And obviously I had some sort of virus so I lost control of my bowels.
No, you didn't. I love it how you said you lost control. So what happened?
I lost control of my bowels and then because I was at the back of the bus when we pulled up to my stop, then I had to like walk down the whole bus, and I like with and it obviously shat myself. So
I.
I was crying.
Yeah, you loser. They were like, "Ah, you loser." That's why you had to leave Connecticut, not because of any other reason. Because you got.
I stayed there for another.
Hey, poo kid.
Yeah.
Give me a.
We actually moved back to Paris for my dad's job anyway. So it was a convenient escape.
When I went to ski school when I was younger, I must have been about six as well. I fell asleep. They didn't understand. I kept going to them. I need to go to the loo. And they went, no, comprende. Is that Spanish?
Je ne sais pas.
And so I was like, oh, so I fell asleep on the bench. And when I was asleep, I peed myself and I got frozen to the bench. And when people came to, they had to rip off and it ripped my ski suit because it was all frozen to
the
bench.
Wait, you froze yourself to the bench?
Yeah, I froze myself to the bench because I peed myself in the Alps. That was it. Right. Okay, next question from Scarlett Donald. Who's your man crush?
Do
you have a man crush?
Who is my man crush?
I got a man crush, I think.
Who?
I think my man crush is...
Your dad.
No, my man crush... I have a bit of a crush on Leonardo DiCaprio, just because he's...
But he's so old now.
Yeah, but he's... not because I, like, fancy him or anything.
When he was young?
Yeah, when he was younger. I didn't fancy him. I just thought he was kind of cool. You know. So I have a bit of a man crush on him. I have a bit of a man crush on now. I don't know. Who do I really think is epic? I used to think Justin Bieber was pretty cool, but not so much anymore. But
you
I used
fancied
to think,
Justin Bieber?
Yeah, I thought Justin Bieber was wicked. I didn't fancy him. Just my man crush.
I actually met Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you tell the story. I was with you as well. I don't know why you keep saying this. You keep telling me, I was with you when this whole thing happened.
Yeah, I know.
So stop trying to do it. Okay, last question from L14.
Wait, I didn't tell you my
man crush. Sorry. Who's your man crush?
Spencer Matthews.
Yours is Joel Dommett.
No. Yeah. No, I think mine is probably Joel Dommett, actually, yeah.
Okay, last question. He is such a handsome guy. Last question we have from social is, what is the biggest lesson you've learned in life? This is a deep one, but I like it.
The biggest lesson I've learned in life is patience.
That's a great one. That is so good. Do you know what, I think patience is a great one, and one for me is... make sure friends are like a garden. Make sure you water them friends are a garden. Water them to help them grow. You always have to make sure you're in contact with your buddies because friends.
And
are
also, you've got to get the weeds out.
Yeah. Get rid of those weeds. And as you get older, you slowly realise what the weeds are.
Because if you don't get rid of the weeds, then the whole garden just becomes full of them.
Are you calling me a weed?
No. I mean, you know, we're.
What would clearly, I be? What would I be in your garden?
No, yeah, you're in the garden.
Yeah, but what would I be?
You would be a...
Probably... Yeah.
Maybe a...
Yeah.
Hedgerow.
I'd be a hedgerow. I'd be a hedgerow.
All right, you'd be a...
That's not even part of the garden. That's just like on the outskirts. On the outskirts of your garden. Blocking anyone
keeping,
from looking...
No, keeping guard.
Why is a hedgerow keeping guard? What is it doing?
I don't know. No. I mean, maybe you'd be a poppy. Because of your heroin addiction.
All right, everybody, that is our bonus episode. But please listen, what we would like to do, as we said, we would love to hear from you, the listener, you private parties out there. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear what questions you have for us.
We want to hear your bank details.
Send us in some hilarious stories of you, your friends, anonymously, whatever it is. We want to read them out and comment on them. Anything at all, we would love it. Please DM us at Private Podcast or send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com. We'll be here for another episode on Friday. Ain't that right, Francis?
That's right.
That's damn right. See you on Friday, everybody.
See you on Friday.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.